for the third time's a charm, hopefully, Coach Paul Fitzsimmons. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, Matt. This is it's still a little bad. Yeah. Still a little fuzzy. I don't know why, but we'll go ahead and give it a go this time and do the best we can.
All right, Coach White, you got anything for him?
No, just kind of inform everybody. I know we've been trying. Just kind of let everybody know what's going on in Trojan Nation. Give us a little bit of an update, and we'll just let you roll.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for the service and experience that you guys provide for our great community every week. You know, nobody anywhere does it like you guys, and we're so appreciative of what you guys do for us. But just kind of talking about Carrollton and Trojan Nation just for a second, you know, we had some adversity this week, and unfortunately due to some positive COVID cases, we had to kind of shut it down for a week. But we're still committed to playing a full 10-game regular season, and hopefully 5 more in the playoffs. You know, we've got 2 open weeks still ahead of us, so hopefully we can find a team to fill that space that's in the same predicament as us. We knew that, you know, that there was always a chance that this could come, and unfortunately for us, it just happened, and it happened quick, and a lot of people had a lot of questions, you know, because of it, and we totally understand. And it always hurts to have to deliver that news to the team, to the coaches, and to the parents who have all worked so hard and sacrificed for it. But unfortunately, that was the situation that we found ourselves in today. But we're still committed to play some good football and move forward.
I have 2 things for you, Coach. One, adversity makes people better. It's something like steel makes steel stronger or something like that. I don't know how that goes. Nick can do all of that special quoting. But I personally believe that what has happened in the last 2 weeks with Carrollton will put Carrollton, and I'm telling you this, in the state playoffs. That's number one. Number two, when I went to Mount Zion, one of the teams canceled on us. That's been 1,000 years ago. But I went through heck and half of Georgia and part of Alabama looking for somebody. Tell the folks how it is now. How are y'all going to do that?
Well, you know, honestly, Coach, and it's probably not a whole lot different than it was when you were coaching. It's all about networks, networking, and you know, who you know, and making those phone calls, and you know, seeing who will play, and you know exactly what they want, if they want you to travel. If there's a buyout involved, you know, for us, you know, we were kind of in the situation, you know, a month ago where we had a week 1 game kind of fall out, and we were, you know, honestly, we had feelers as far out down south as Bainbridge, yeah. And they wanted in Bainbridge and Lee County, and they were wanting us to come down there, and you know, we were on it, and we were you know, fortunately. Due to our resources, we were willing and able, you know, because we wanted these kids to have a game. But fortunately for us, we had a contact with the Corky Kell and Collins Hill, and we were able to get that game, and you know, relatively closer and a little bit more positive situation for us to play that game.
So, Coach, next week with Jonesboro, obviously a lot can happen between now and Friday, but we do know. Can you give us an update? Because I know senior night had been scheduled for the Jonesboro game. Can you give us a little bit of an update on that?
Absolutely, Matt. Yeah, so senior night was supposed to be scheduled for next week, being Jonesboro. And, you know what we're doing in our athletic department at Carrollton is we're trying to push all of the senior nights up, you know, as far as we can, just so we can get it in, because, you know, you just do not know. You know, 2020, you know, you just do not know what the future holds. But obviously, you know, if we're playing without some of our seniors, you know, we're not going to have a senior night. We're not going to celebrate senior night without all of our student athletes there. you know, we're a family, and we've got to have everybody there to celebrate. So we'll push that back to the next date, and we'll get it in, and it'll be great.
Absolutely, and that's what that's kind of leading me into my next question, Coach. You know, I've got a saying, champions adjust, and that's what we do. That's what Trojan Nation does. When adversity comes our way, we're going to make adjustments. Talk just a little bit about kind of the message that Coach Calhoun and his staff, who I know are going to make do the same thing, champions adjust, kind of talk a little bit about the statement to the team today and kind of what his message was about moving forward. Because these athletes that are, you mentioned it, 2020, these high school athletes have went through more stuff this year than any other group of people, probably dating back to Vietnam, right, as far as high school age, college. I'm serious. Yeah. I am serious when I say that. As high school kids dealing with some adversity. So kind of what was the message to the guys today, and kind of give us just a little bit of a litmus test or a pulse of where the guys are at.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I don't know a whole lot about how it was back then, you know, when you give reference to Vietnam and adversity, and this is obviously a little bit different than that. But, you know, that was referenced. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, Coach Calhoun, he got up there and is talking about, you know, the expectations, and obviously nobody wanted this, and the kids wanted to play tonight, but, you know, sometimes things happen, you know, and you have to move forward. You know, you can't have the peaks without the valleys, and, you know, sometimes when you're a man, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, you got to deal with things that aren't pleasant. And, you know, as a family, when something bad happens, there's no pointing fingers. You know, you kind of have to rally the troops and circle the wagons and deal with it as a family. And you know, every experience that you experience, you know, you can either use it as a positive and use it for a negative. And in our case, we're choosing to use it as a positive and move forward and get ready for the next week.
Well, Coach Fitz, thank you so much for calling, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, guys, and thank you guys so much for what y'all do for us. Y'all do a wonderful job.
All right. That's Coach Paul Fitzsimmons. Thank you so much.